Welcome to the Halloweeny episode of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today you'll get to hear Nick disguise his voice in a weird and wonderful way. Then he talks about one of the disguises he chose for Halloween as a kid. I also proudly share one of my more successful past costumes. We think you can learn a lot about a human being based on how they dressed up for Halloween as a child. So listen in and learn a little more than you want to know about your favorite pair of podcasters. Enjoy.
All right. Job, 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 job.
Jibidum, bow, bow, chook, bow. Hey, kapow, mop. Am I talking okay?
You're talking with your voice.
That's the only thing I know how to talk with.
All right.
I want to hear you do voices because every time you do a voice, I'm surprised by it. I'm like, okay, you could actually do voices.
I could do a lot of voices. What kind of voice do you want to hear?
Oh, I want to just hang around with that character right
okay,
there.
Okay, well, let's go.
He reminds me so much of a character on Will and Grace.
Uh-huh.
And he was a famous actor who played this role. I can't remember his name, though.
Kind of a little guy?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I think he just passed away recently.
Yes, he did recently. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, he's a really funny guy.
Henry Gibson.
Yeah, he had Ta-da. He was very popular on the social medias, I think, for a little while.
And yeah, he was also, I think he was on Laugh-In. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pretty old.
That's a callback.
Yeah. Do you ever watch that when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was mostly in reruns, but it was still like just hilariously weird. And
that was it.
Just so absurd. Like it was the absurd comedy of America on TV. Like
they were
the
okay
British
being
had,
silly.
Yeah. Monty Python and we had Laugh-In.
Yeah. I think they were like the anti Smothers Brothers.
Yeah.
Because Smothers Brothers, that I grew to realize, I didn't know it when I watched it when I was a kid, was a pretty radical show.
Mm-hmm.
They were making trouble. They were stirring up stuff against the war. They were stirring up stuff against the government. They were stirring up stuff. Laugh-In was just stirring up laughter. They were just doing there was no laugh that was too low for Laugh-In.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still love those people: Artie Johnson, Ruth Buzzy. Laugh-In?
Goldie Hawn was
yes,
on there
that's
too,
what
right?
I was trying to think. Yeah. Yeah, she was the something girl.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, though. Yeah, so a lot of people that were pretty famous decided to be stupid and silly for
that
show. I
just miss painting stuff on our bodies. Like, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that, period, because of all the hair. I really can't.
You can, actually. You just need more paint.
I just need a lot of paint.
And you have to let it dry.
A couple layers. So you got to do, like, a, what do you call it, the primer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think if I did primer first, I could probably be okay.
I think you'd do best to do depilatory first and then primer because
okay.
I'm pretty sure you put any paint on that body and then let it dry. It's going to stay as long as it wants to stay unless you decide to shave it. Because
that's a good point.
That'd be some ugly stuff. I mean, just dried paint all in your hair.
Halloween's coming up.
Ah.
And I was trying to think of why I don't really like to dress up.
You don't?
I don't. And we may have talked about this before, but I was going back through like all the scenarios where I was excited about a costume and then I self-sabotaged. Like I talked myself out of it or I tried and it didn't work. And I remember going door to door as a kid and speaking of paint, painted myself green, got ripped up pants. And I was the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yes.
One of my favorite characters. The TV show I loved
Wait,
for whatever
did
reason.
Did you paint muscles onto your body? Did you add any accents or anything?
Just green. I didn't need it. I was working out pretty much all the time. I was probably like 7, 8 years old.
So you were ripped. You were ripped. Yeah, of course you were.
You know, the 8-pack, the whole 9 yards. So... And I remember going up to one of the things and the lady asks, and you should never ask who the person is. You just say, what an amazing costume you have. You are great. Tell me about it. You know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kids don't want to hear that. And so she asked and I said, well, I'm the Incredible Hulk. And she said, the Incredible Hawk? Do I have feathers, ma'am?
I would not even take candy from that human being who said that.
I hit the bowl out of her hands and
walked
hit the
away.
Ground. She knew she did it wrong.
I was going to say, she was just making trouble. I agree, though. You shouldn't say, oh, who are you supposed to be? Or what are you supposed to be? I think that's a little insulting. I 1 year dressed up as a girl. I was probably 10 or 11 years old. I had the face of a girl, okay? And my mother made me up at, like one of my sisters, like so much like one of my sisters, put one of her wigs on, put one of her dresses on, and a little like stole looking thing. It wasn't fur, but it was like something you throw over your shoulders. All of my neighbors thought, I found out the next day that I was one of my sisters dressed up as an adult lady. So I was doing drag before drag was cool.
Did you consider doing any crimes dressed as one of your sisters so that they would take the blame?
I wish I had been that clever. Yeah. See, no, I just know.
You still do it now.
Yeah, a little tough.
Like when you may need to shave.
Well, their beards are a little thicker than mine at this point, so it's like...
Yeah. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. We'll have more Halloween tales as the month of October wears on. Wear, get it? Because you're wearing costume. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, keep listening after that joke. I don't know if you want to. I think you should, though. I think it'll get better. It can only go up from here. Okay, bye-bye.